Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. Hating on the low. I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, saying down got me every penny. 19 have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh no, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved, you were hating on the low. I've been moved, they were hating on the low. I've been moved, he was hating on the low. I've been moved, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two times for the two times, cause they fake now. Three times for the three times, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved, you were hating on the low. I've been moved, they were hating on the low. I've been moved, he was hating on the low. I've been moved, she was hating on the low.
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? You know what I'm saying? It's another Sunday fun day. So as you all know, roll something up, light something up, pour something up, come kick it with your people.
I'm ready. You ready? Man, listen, yes. What's up with the top five?
So the top five, man, I'm excited about this top five, man. So look, let's get right into it. So, you know, I take it from bottom to top. So number five. It's been a minute. I think they've been on the top five before, but it's been a while. So, right. And we got two African countries, you know, this week on the top five. So, you know, I'm pumped up about that, man. Big motherland. So, number five, we got Nigeria. Big shout out to my good friend Ese in Lagos. So, if anybody knows Ese in Lagos,
Lagos,
yes. Tell Ese Mo Ben said, what's up? So, yes. Number four, we have India. So, So big shout out to India. They've been checking in, man. So shout out to India, man. Like, you know, it's always good to connect with India. And number three, we have the continent, not the Australia. Big shout out to Australia. Big shout out to the Australian Open. You know, that's the first Grand Slam tennis tournament of the year. You know, that kicks off the year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, big shout out to all the all the professionals out there playing tennis. You know, big shout out to a young female to keep your name to keep you know for the people out there. You know, because everybody knows about Serena, but Coco Gauff. She's up next. You know what I'm saying? So remember I said that. So big shout out to everybody playing tennis out there. Number two, we have South Africa. And I'm pumped up about South Africa, man, because they've been holding it down. So big shout out to Zulu Nation. Zulu Nation in effect. South Africa is in full effect listening to us. And then number one, we have the America the Beautiful. You know what I'm saying? The home team, United States of America. So as always, big shout out to all 50 states. All the fly cities, you know what I'm saying, north, south, east, and west, we appreciate you.
Salute, and tell a friend to tell a friend to tune in and listen to our show. Sunday night,
yes.
9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And listen, let me tell you something. We are 5 hours behind Africa, right? Five. So hopefully, you know, I don't know if you guys are, like, going back and listening to the show, tuning in. We are here with supreme gratitude. If you're tuning in while we're here, right? Oh, that's big stuff. Okay, that's it's 2 o'clock in the morning in Africa.
Yes. What's up?
So,
pop it over.
Big stuff, man. Big stuff for tuning in and showing out. Like, okay, man, my week. Oh man, so really we have just progressive business type weeks, man. I had a hell of a week. All right. Which led me to be transparent and shit tonight. But, okay, so
okay.
This week, I've been juicing, right? And I've been consistent with it, you know, still juicing. I think the last show we were on, I was juicing, or I don't know. I started, I did it a month or so ago. And I only did it, like, for, like, a day or something like that. And then my body was like, no, we're going back. So my yaye, right, my spiritual mother, she put us on a fast last week. Put us on a fast for 3 days, from starting Wednesday. And so I did it, and my body just was so receptive to it, you know? And so... Saturday, I think I woke up and I ate something very small, and I said, nah, I don't want to do this. I want to juice. So basically, it's me juicing for the, you know, whenever I get up and feel like I need something, I'm juicing until 6 p.m. And then at 6 p.m., I can have a meal or I cannot, right? But what I'm noticing is that every day I eat less for that meal. So I do have a meal. And I eat less for that meal every single day, you know, after juicing. And I'm, like, locked and loaded with fruits and shit, you know? Like, I got enough fruits. It's almost like, you know, whatever you were spending on eating out and doing all of that stuff, you're replacing that by juicing. You can go and spend a good $60 for the week, $60, $70 for the week, and have everything that you need to juice. So it's very proactive for me. I'm on day five today. And this juicing is a triple effect. So I was speaking to a Babulao last night, and, you know, we were preparing for some stuff. And so he says, you know, smoking, you know, he shared a story with me about, you know, smoking and something that he's enduring behind, you know, someone that he truly loves that smokes. And it brought me to the story. Because, you know, nobody really knows your story. Nobody really knows why you do something. See that you do something, and if they don't like it, they're just like, oh, you shouldn't do that, right? Or you should try to work on that. But they don't know, especially if you've never experienced that same type of addiction, right, for that same amount of time. you know, somebody could have went and said, oh, I used to drink, but you basically had like 4 drinks in a year and decided it wasn't for you. You're not like a full-fledged alcoholic that you're trying to tell to stop. So we're going to get into it because I love being transparent with you guys, and I love sharing my life, you know, with you guys to, you know, hopefully help somebody, you know, out there in the world. So I made up my mind. I said, okay, well, and so after conversating, the ending was I agreed that I needed to stop smoking. That was the ending. Mm. And so I did. Okay. And this is not an easy task. I tell you, this is not an easy task. If I didn't tell you anything else,
so let me ask you this, like, if you don't mind me asking, what was it that you were smoking? Cigarettes. Oh, okay. I didn't even know that.
And them that's way more addictive than smoking weed. It's crazy. But we're gonna we're gonna get into all that good stuff tonight. So I agreed to it and. Really, I just don't know. It's a feeling that it's almost like it's your body. It's like you're in control of your body, but your body is like fucking fiending for something. Like it's ridiculous. And so I just have been pouring myself into my work, especially today. Oh my God, I got content for all of next week on some of my channels. I got 4 YouTube channels. I got content for next week. Oh, God. It's like I've been really just like, okay, we're going to focus on this every step of the way. And so that's a part of this week. The juicing also does, like, some expelling. So for some reason, like, I've been blowing my nose all week. And I'm like, I'm not even sick. But it's so much mucus, bro, that's just coming out of my body that it is absolutely crazy. And I'm like, why do I keep blowing my nose? Where is this mucus coming from? Like, I'm not even sick, but it's just mucus that's pushed down side of you, you know? And if you get tired of looking at yourself and seeing roles that you know that you can, you know, you can help yourself, then do that, right? So me eating at 7, do you know how heightened my immune system is, how heightened my metabolism is by the time I do get to eat, you know? And then I'm still only eating chicken and turkey, right? And then I try to make sure that I don't eat. You know, I stay away from the bread. So we'll talk about it. But it's a very unique but strict diet that I'm on. Not even a diet, meal plan. I'm not on a diet. I don't like diets. So we got that. Also, this was probably the hardest one.
Okay.
So I have an iPhone coming in, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've been changing.
What you had before? Samsung?
Oh, you are so childish.
You had Samsung before? What did you have?
I have Team Droid. I'm Team Droid. Not Samsung. I don't really like Samsung. Samsung has a lot of issues when it comes to screens and stuff like that. But I've been Team Droid for all my life. And mind you, I had my first cell phone at like maybe 13 or 14. Now, mind you, transparent as hell. My birthday is at the end of the month. I'll be 41. I had my first cell phone when I was like 13 years old. So just imagine how long. And I had a cell phone when cell phones first came out. Like when they first came out, when they first transition from those big ass, you know, big ass block phones that you used to have the hole to your ear.
Yeah.
I didn't have. I was coming in at the very end of that, so I had one of those too. But anywho, Team Droid my whole life, and I am. I finally, it's for business. It's a business phone. It's the iPhone, and I'm I'm kind of like excited to see the phone and experience what the hype is about. But I always say people are stupid. So I feel like it's not going to be, like, as big as a hype as people are trying to make it seem. Like, they just want to buy something to seem like they rich. Like, that's how I feel. I don't know.
I mean, look, I don't get caught up in switching up my phone. Like, I don't even know. I got, like, an iPhone 11 or some shit. I don't even know what number it is. So I'm going to ride this to the wheels fall off. But I'm so just used to it. But, yeah, the iPhone is – man, it's another level. It's a computer. I mean, like, it's just like, it's like everything you want to do is right here on my phone. Like, so, I mean,
that's what
I think
Android is, though. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Android does not live.
Yeah, so, you know, but iPhone, you know what I'm saying? Like, but that's what's so funny about technology, because I be seeing, like, some cool-ass Androids, and I would love to just have, like, an Android as a business phone and just have my iPhone be my personal, because I just like tech, you know what I'm saying? But I'm too far into iPhone to ever just totally switch up, like, because, you know, that's just where I'm at. Now, when it comes to the MacBooks and iPads, those is really just overhyped. But the iPhone is definitely was a game changer. You know what I'm saying? I will say that. So big shout out to Steve Jobs.
No, I will have an Android and I will have an iPhone. My Android is a personal device. My iPhone would be for business, because why else would you pay over fucking $1,000 for a phone, right? That's stupid. So anyway, we're going to see. It'll be here tomorrow, so they say. So, yeah. That was my week. A lot of changes and transitions for me this week. Like
2023. Yeah. So my week has been awesome. You know, like, I'm just getting a lot of things. It's checks and balances. You know, like I said, 2023 just sounds just good. And so far, like, this whole Capricorn season has been just wonderful for me. You know what I'm saying? A lot of just new things on the horizon. Once again, this time around, we want all the money. That's my motto. And, yeah, I'm just chilling, man. Like, you know, so everything as far as, you know, businesses is coming together. You know, like I said, the interior decorating has been going well. Actually, tonight, right after the show, I'm going to be going to another, like, networking kind of situation. You know what I'm saying? I went to one, like, a few weeks back, like, right before we you know, took off that week for the break. So it'll be cool to just kind of network with like-minded individuals tonight. And then, you know, I got some meetings on some real estate shit, you know, coming up this week. So, you know, just a lot of big things on the horizon. But like I said, I don't want to talk about it until it's official. But, yeah, that's my week. This time around, we want all the money. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. So what's up with this topic,
bro? I actually know that.
Yes.
I was saying, you know, I've been putting you on mute and everything.
Oh, okay.
I absolutely love that, because that's the premise, man. And like, all right, so let's get into this topic. Let's get into this topic, man. And like, what can love overpower peace? Now, I'm still going to get your point of view on that, right? I'm gonna break it down. Okay, love overpower peace, right? You love somebody so much, no matter what, you're there. There's no peace there. It's not aligning, but the love, I just love them so much I can't leave. How do you feel? Can love overpower peace?
So you're asking me.
Yeah, I'm asking.
Okay. All right, so tonight's topic is, can love overpower peace? All right, so let me think on this. I was thinking on this, you know, once you put the topic out there. So my answer to the question initially is yes. Yes, love can sometimes overpower peace. But I'll say this. Remember, there is a thin line between love and hate.
Good.
On the other side of love,
right,
is hate. So, you know, and that's a thin line. You know what I'm saying? But that's the other part. Love essentially is peace. You know what I'm saying? That's what love is. When you really break it down, love is peace. You know what I'm saying? When it's love in the air, it's peaceful. You know what I'm saying? When it's truly love in the air, you feel at peace. And that's where that's why you fall in love, because you fall in love with that feeling, that peace that you feel when you're around that particular individual. You know what I'm saying? Like, at times, that's why you can feel like it's us against the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, you know, as long as I have this person or vice versa, you know, we feel like we can work whatever out, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we love each other. We are at peace with each other. But, you know, like I said, sometimes, like you said, love can overpower peace. But that's where the thin line between love and hate comes in, because then, you know, it could turn, you know what I'm saying? So, or it can sour and it can spoil. Sometimes it can be cured, meaning the love can rebloom. Flower can, like, shed the sick leaves and, like, rejuvenate new fresh ones. You know what I'm saying? Love can be renewed or restored. But sometimes that thing just dies, you know what I'm saying? And that's when the love is just gone. And then a lot of times it's hate, you know what I'm saying, because the love is no longer there. So, yeah, that's my take on this particular question and topic.
All right. So, yes. Yes. Can love overpower peace? It can. And it's a very bad thing. It's a very bad thing when it happens, all right? So on this journey that I've been on in this thing called life, I'll be 41 at the end of the month. I've done it all. I've seen it all. You name it. About 14 years old, maybe even 13 years old, just playing around at the school bus stop with the white kids. I went to school with the whites and all of that. They were smoking cigarettes, and I decided, hey, you know, let me smoke a cigarette to be cool. these kids, they were, like, freaking my same age and were smoking like champs. And you're like, what the fuck? You know, like, hey, what the fuck? And so in 2000, I want to say about 2014-ish, I put them down. So from, like seriously, so from, like, 2000 and... I put them down in like 2015, so it was over 15 years that I smoked them, so you do the math, okay? Mm-hmm. And I put them down and I said, well, that's what I want to do, you know. And about 2014 I put them down, 2015 basically I put them down. 2018, I picked up Black and Mild. This is a crazy idea. I don't even know why. I picked up Black and Mild because my body was urging for something. It was just yearning for something so bad. I didn't want to go back to cigarettes because that was a hellified battle that I had to fight. I picked up Black and Mild 2018. And, I smoked them until 2020 to the end. And they were, like, messing with my throat. So I put them down and then picked back up cigarettes. It was the worst decision I ever made. And I did that at the end of 2020. Like, end of 2020, I picked them up. And so fast forward to where we are now, I realized that I'm not vibrating with clarity. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been vibrating with clarity. And this is not something that someone else can for me. I don't know about anybody, for me. It's not something that somebody else can guide me to. It's something that I already know what it feels like. And I know that I'm not where I need to be. People know, you know, I do have a life partner. I do, you know, I have a lot. If you on regular social media, I bullshit so much, you don't know if I'm single, if I'm not. So I'm not gonna say that, right? But I do. I have a life partner, and I'm going through the transition of not smoking, right? Can love overpower peace? I feel like, you know, I've been in a situation that I love so much. I love us so much. The love that he has for my children. I love the way he loves me. You know what I'm saying? I love it so much that I forfeited my peace. I forfeited my peace over the last year. Forced me to lie to my teeth over the last year. I still get up. I still go to work. I still do my job. You know, I still do all these things, but I forfeited it for the sake of love, right? Because we know how this cycle works. You and somebody that has been doing what you're doing for a very long time, it's over, and then you're single, and you're by yourself, and then you're like, yeah, I got to start all over again. That's the part I hate. I don't know if nobody else, I really do feel like people stay in these situations that's super fucked up because they don't want to start over. I'm more than sure of it, but that's not my destiny. That's not for me, right? So I stay in it. I stay in it because ultimately, overall, they're a good person. But I was able to see them for who they were. Like, you know, like you go through certain things with somebody and then you see it and you get through it and you be like, okay, well, that's cute. I can handle that. And then you go through something super big and you're like, whoa, who the fuck is that? what the fuck is that? Like, that's how I was, you know. And so I smoked more. I did a lot more. Smoked more. I drank more. And these things were not a part. Like, I was wigging myself from everything, right? And so when I started, you know, my Ori came to me at the top of when I started December, I said it on the show. One of the shows in December, you know, my Ori was like, hey, we gotta do this juicing thing, I started that, and I was like, I don't know. Yeah, followed back through, so that was confirmation for me. Like, okay, I need to stay on it and do what I gotta do. One thing about juicing, it gives you this clarity that you may not want to get. And I'm convinced that some people, they don't get tired of juicing. They get this clarity and they be like, hell no, I don't want to see that. And they give up, right?
Yeah.
They don't want to see what you finna see when you get this clarity, when you get this cleansing and things like that. And so, you know, for me, like when I tell my stories about my personal life, if I can help somebody out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way that love should overpower peace under no circumstances, right? Sometimes we hold on to things because we want them to look a certain way or because we see that ray of sunshine, that little ray of sunshine that we see, and we hold on to that because we want it to get bigger, right? But it's not going to get bigger. So when you go back and you pay attention, you know, that these aren't karmic people. These are twin flames. You know, you match this person's energy. It's all a growth, you know, situation. And basically, you stay with this person until you're able to grow through whatever it is that you got to go through. You know, twin flames, karmics, whatever. And so in my status, right, I kind of touched on it briefly one time last year, and I was like, I don't know, Mo. I said, this what, remember that? I was like, this what this whole
life part about?
Is about, you know? You know, like, what they do this at? You know, I don't know. I'm not a person to settle.
Yeah.
I'm not a person to settle. And so, you know, they have been by my side. I've been by their side. But I just had to realize that it's not that they're a bad person at all, right? And I think, like, a lot of times we try to convince ourselves of something to just make us walk away. It's so hard when you know, like, you give it somebody the accolade. Like, I don't hate you. And I really want the best for you. But what I have really realized is that the best for you and the best for me is not each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta pull deep from some shit, right? When love starts to overpower your peace, you really got to make a decision. And people may feel like peace is not worth that feeling of feeling love. Peace is not worth being able to you know, not want anything and have that person to fix everything and have. Some people feel like fuck peace, you know. But when you are in line with your higher self, nothing in this world matches, can equate to your peace. Nothing in this world can equate to your peace. So my message to you guys is that you got to learn to step out there. We're in the third year of the Age of Aquarius, and this year, more than ever, y'all about to go, and they already know it, mind you. Let's say this. These people already know we're in the third year of the Age of Aquarius. They about to start putting dummy accounts out there. They about to start putting dummy accounts and send them a bunch of followers, and they going to be telling y'all bullshit. And y'all don't know no better. Like, I mean, it's so important to research. These white folks are going to play some games with y'all that y'all have never seen before because they know that y'all going to look for this information. You understand me? When I was, listen, some people say I'm late, you know, getting to where I'm at. When I was 14, 15 years old, man, I was fishing. I was selling weed, coke, you fucking name it. I'm a chick, man. But I was out there, 10 toes down, transparent. I was doing what I had to do. So, in the flip side to that is, I was a straight A student in school, still. But it was something that I wanted, right? That I couldn't get at home, so therefore I was able, you know what I'm saying? I had to go and figure it out. I always wanted more. Yeah. I don't care who you are. If you sitting in church, if you sitting at the temple, wherever you sitting at, if you want more, you need to search. You need to find these answers. My need for wanting more led me on this hellified journey through my entire life of doing things that nobody close to me would have ever thought in a million years to fucking do. Nobody has done it on the level that I've done it, even if they did think about doing it. Because I was on this journey. And so what I realized is that the lessons that I had to learn on this journey were harsh. But what I was going to encounter on the spiritual side of these things, I needed those tools. I wasn't just a person looking for answers, okay? I was looking for answers, but I was already built for it tough, right? I had already got my flags and my stripes and my scars, shit that people don't even know about, but you get people that go out there, and they brave as hell just to be regular people that got the braveness in their heart to go out there and do this. You know, and you have people that look at me and they'd be like, oh, you did this in your past, you did that in your past. And I say, and Ifa still chose me. That burns you up, don't it? That burns you up. I'm still gifted to the motherfucker. So to say that is to say everything that we go through, right, is for a reason. But we do not want to ever in our life get so comfortable in body that we slow down the drain or that we denounce our accolades for whatever we've done for the sake of love, for the sake of somebody else's comfortability, for the sake of, you know what, this is different, I love it, I love it here. You went through that war for a reason. You, whatever you went through in your life, you went through it for a reason. I'd be damned if you sit and lay that shit down for a fucking temporary feeling and emotion. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not really big on this love shit, right? And if I had a partner that I could get money with, and then the love shit came along with it, that would be great for me. But there's so many men out here, they don't even know how to get money. They looking for a crutch, and I pay attention. If you're looking for a crutch, I can't be that. But if you got your shit together, then I can come through. And I can be more than you can even imagine that I can be to you, right? I got a life partner. partner that spiritually we don't align.
Ooh.
I can't sit down and talk to him about, you know what I'm saying? Nothing spiritually, for that matter. And most of the time when I talk to him, he thinks I'm crazy. So that started bothering me. Because you can't relate to me on a spiritual level. But we're here. You know, you my twin flame for a reason. We're here, we're alive for a reason. Now, mind you, all twin flames you're not meant to be with. Some of them you're meant to learn and grow from. Spiritually, we were not aligned. He can't feed me. There comes times that I just want to be like, you know, like, just let me hear what you got to say to me. Let me hear what you can tell me to help me grow. You can't help me grow. And he had the audacity to say, I don't like your advice. I said, damn, I got thousands and thousands of people that listen to my advice. And you tell me you don't like my advice. And your life is more fucked up than everybody. I see why you don't like my advice. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to keep it running. So I started looking at these things more like, damn, man, we can't align spiritually. You know, damn, like, it's always something. And he don't believe in what I do. He don't believe in what I do so bad that he will do some shit and pretty much make a mockery in my face, like, you crazy. It's you. You crazy. You lost your mind. You just crazy. And I know damn well I ain't stupid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had to make the decision. Am I going to let my soldier stripes be in vain? You know, when people was 14 years old and 15 years old, they was probably, you know, liking boys on a chat line. Nigga, I had my boots on. I was selling dope. I was selling dope at that age. Like, you'll never know. You know what I'm saying? And you have people, oh, my God, look what you were doing. Da, da, da. But we survivors. We doing what we got to do. I would rather sell dope than to do half of the shit that them motherfuckers doing right now. This shit laced and maced and all kind of shit. You know, these bitches out here just whatever, doing anything for clout. Motherfuckers ain't even real right now. They everybody snitching. That shit wouldn't have flew back in my day. No, not in my day. So, I came up to the conclusion, right, because I'm like, man, I got to stop smoking it. And a part of when you stop smoking, I've been smoking for a long ass time, second time out, a part of that is removing distractions. Removing anything that's going to make you angry. Remove anything from your life that is going to distract you from the mission. I was like, damn, what? When I realized that you was a fucking distraction, I had to really be like, damn, I can't even do this shit no more. And realize, like, you know, the love that we have for each other overpowered my peace. I won't keep them up. That's never a good thing. Now, you got plenty of people that say, you know what, I love you enough to compromise my peace. I don't. If my children are under the age of 18, under the age of 16, I'm going to say, I love them enough to compromise my peace, but at the end of the day, I'm going to do a lot of work, and I'm not going to have to compromise my peace. I don't feel like anybody should compromise their peace for love, Mo. Nobody. It's not okay. That's a big-ass pill to swallow for an emotion. And I'm Aquarius, don't get me wrong. I got Aquarius in five placements in my chart. I'm a whole Aquarius. That includes Sun, Moon, right? I'm a whole Aquarius, right? I'm not emotionally detached. But I damn sure got a lot of common sense. Why do I have to compromise my peace just for a feeling. And I feel like, in no shade, right? But I feel like some people just need love. Listen, at this stage, I want love. You know, I spent a lot of years in this situation. A lot, man. I spent a lot of years in this situation, but it's kind of like nothing is worth my peace, Mo. Nothing is worth my peace. I'm sorry. I just, you know, a lot of times when you speak with logic, I can get it. Nothing is worth my peace because when it comes to my peace, when I'm at peace, man, I grind harder. I got more ideas. I got shit that I can do. Like, when I'm at peace, I get things done. My head is down. When I'm at peace, my head is down. And somebody that genuinely loves you, they're not going to want to compromise your peace. They're not going to want to slow you down. They're not going to want to do none of that. I just feel like it couldn't go past 2023 anyways. That's what I feel. I feel like 2023, it's a lot of significance with that number. Now, in the flip side of that, I'm going to be drinking a whole lot. No, I'm not. I ain't going to say that. But I may be drinking a lot more.
I may be drinking a lot more
with all of these. Right. But you know what? That's what I've been doing my whole life. I've been trading in the more, like, the more addictive vices for the ones that are less addictive. Right? Like, to wing myself off of the extreme. You know, cigarettes are extremely addictive. Right, I've been trading them in, you know, to wean off of that for something lesser than. Mo, in the most transparent way, from the age of 14, I've always had a vice.
Mm.
Now, there's some significance to that because 14 is 41.
Mm. Wow. Damn. That's deep. Yeah, you be hitting on this numerology type stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's something that I know is out here, but I really don't pay attention to it. But, you know, it's interesting to see somebody else.
It's right
it
in
down.
Your face.
Wow.
It's right that's, in your face. This year, I'll be 41. I stopped drinking alcohol, like 5% intake probably over the last 4 months. And you know I used to love me some alcohol. No liquor. I drank wine, so you know, I drank wine. I drank the berries. I don't drink liquor no more. Like that. Like if I gotta do something spiritual because there's some things that require wine, liquor. Sorry, spiritually. So like it's so much that's transformation that's transforming. I've never been a wine drinker. Until now. So when I look at everything that's transforming in my life, it's just only fair that I realize that my peace is not worth love. It's just so much changing right now. Like, whoever you are, whoever the message is touching, your peace is not worth love. Like, of anybody other than your children, you got to stay focused. You got to stay alive. You already know what you got to do at this moment. And you'll probably be searching for answers, and you already got the answers. You already got the answers to what it is that you need to do, that you want to do. This was a long time in the making, Mo. I think we've been on this for like a year, but
yeah.
I've just been patiently waiting it out, trying to see what I was going to do. But the more, just something. Let me tell you something. Something is powerful, and it's minute and juicy. Brings you so much clarity. Something is powerful and minute. Something as simple as juicing, but powerful enough to cleanse your system, to give you clarity for you to see. Like, you know, it can be confusing. It can be chaos. It can be all types of things when you're not seeing something properly. But you know it. Like you see it, but it's like, I see it, but it's nothing I can do about it. I'm just going to go with the flow. Baby, clarity is a hell of a drug. Rick James said it was cocaine, but I'm pretty sure it's clarity, goddammit. Clarity is a hell of a drug. And I can't see it. And my aura won't let me back down. My aura won't let me ignore it no more. The God. My God. Me. The God that I am won't allow me to ignore it anymore. Because I've ignored it a long time. You know, they already knew that I was out of their weight class. And I did a lot of convincing, like, why are you worried about that if I'm not? And then when they went to showing their mediocrity, I realized that, man, I need you to really either put the work in yourself to be a better version of you, because that's always possible. But if you just decided on putting the work in to be a better version of you, I can't do shit either. All the passions have got to go. So when people are looking at other folks, when they're looking on a spiritual journey, trust me, I've had a lot of what they consider to be high-level spiritualists working with me that turn out to be extreme garbage. Listen, God's strongest soldiers, you wouldn't even imagine what we've been through. The warriors, you don't know what we've been through. You don't know what our life entails. A person can sit and say, well, I get it and I can relate. You can't relate to me because I got 9 books out there. You feel like you can read a book and you can relate to me. You can't relate to me if you weren't 10 toes down out there with me. You weren't hustling with me. You went out the door at 6 a.m. hustling and grinding and coming home, sleeping all day, and then, boom, 7 o'clock, you back outside. 7 p.m., you back outside hustling at 6 a.m. You can't relate to me. Now, you might have heard some stories and you might feel for me, but you can't relate to my journey. You can't. And they be mad as hell because these people done went through this walk of life and they feel like, oh, well, this is how this is supposed to be done. And then somebody like myself that came in and took a completely different path than what they took, they be mad as hell. Like, you don't belong here. No, bitch. I earned my stripes. You don't belong here. I don't know. What you got to say?
No, I mean, wow. Like you said, clarity. You just said clarity is a hell of a drug. So it seems like, you know, you have clarity on your situation that you're currently in. Now, I would just say you don't want to make any decisions based on emotion. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you can just be feeling a certain way and you can just be like, you know what? The hell with all this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't with it no more. But then after cooler heads prevail and you analyze it and then you see it from both angles, you know, of course.
After a year, Mo? Mo, you say that's the most is after a year?
Okay. All right. Look, I'm just making sure. You know what I'm saying? So if that's the case, if this is, like you said, if this has been a year and, you know, you feel that the time is up, and you ready to cut ties?
The gang is up, bro.
Okay,
we've been separated, Mo, for a minute, but
okay.
We've been separated, but in each other's energy still. You know what I'm saying? He's still the person he need to be for the kids.
Household. So how does that work? That's what I'm trying to say. So like, all right. So like, what I'm and so I right, look. So this is prime example. And you know, this is real talk. So this is what we do, and. You know what I'm saying? I only can tell you from my perspective. So I don't even know if this relates to you or whatever, but that's prime example of what you just kind of said is why, like, when we talk, and once again, hashtag happily married man, right? But whenever I did have, like, flings or something like that, and if I was dealing with a person that had a kid, I never wanted to meet the kid or nothing like that because that's that emotional attachment. So if me and the person don't work out, you know, what does that do to the kids? Because the kids is different. You remember, they got developing emotions. You know what I'm saying? They get. That's why it's very, you know, and once again, I don't want to speak because everybody's different. Everybody runs their household differently. So, you know what I'm saying? And I don't even have kids. So, you know what I'm saying? So who am I to say? But, you know, when you start dealing with somebody, you know, you gotta, you know, just you want to be careful before you introduce them to your kids. Because, yeah, you might see it and like, all right, I'm done with them or whatever. But your kids might see something totally different. And like, damn, you know.
Whoa.
Okay.
This ain't no anybody, number one.
Okay.
I'll never take his, you know, if he came and said, you know, I want to see the kids, I will never come between that bond. He definitely, the kids are definitely attached to him. This ain't no fly-by-night situation. I've been knowing this man for 12 years. If he come and say he want to see, I'll never come between it, and I'll never let anybody else come between it. Now, from my experience, right, men don't really have a way to hurt me, so that be their way to try to hurt me. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I don't care. If he come and he say he still want to be a part of it, like even now, we've been, you know, on our thing, but just the clarity of, like, no, I don't want to go no more. He still makes sure everything in the house taken care of. As far as, like, something got to be done in his house, he makes sure it's done. He makes sure the kids are straight. You know, the kids want to see him. He makes sure he in tune with the kids. That is not a... I've never been a pussy. You know what I'm saying? So if anybody that I'm dealing with, if your emotional ass can't deal with the fact that I got a solid friendship with somebody that we've outgrown a relationship, and you can't understand the fact that who he is to my children, then you got to get your insecure ass on. I don't even like fuck boys. And I can't be catering to a soft-ass nigga feelings. I'm sorry. Now, you know, yeah, I'm E-R, if I fool me, but I'm a whole G in real life. Like, come on, you're not going to come to me with this soft-ass, butterball-ass shit. We're not going to do that. So, can't nobody run my life but me anyway. And I'm not, I don't foresee myself committing to nobody no time soon, like in a commitment. Now, I got the gift, and however it may sound, we can be cool, but commit? Like, full-on commitment? Yeah, that's probably not going to happen no time soon. And that's just what it is. Like, I don't care what I say on social media. Y'all know I'm full of shit. I'm not looking to commit to nobody right now. Like, it's a lot that got to happen for me. You know, I got a lot going on spiritually, and that takes precedence over all of that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, again, yeah, love overpowers me, and it sucks because your peace is so important. And sometimes you don't realize how important your peace is. And a lot of times your peace is just with you, or just with you and your kids, or you and your siblings, whatever it is. Like, whatever your peace is, you shouldn't allow anybody to interrupt that. People are just, here's the thing. People are vessels. We ain't had no spiritual show last year. We got 6 minutes. People are vessels to the lower vibrational energies that see your ashe, that see your light, right? That see your light that's gravitating around you, and they see that you have vibrational, and these entities, you know, they coming at you, and they attaching themselves to people. right? And so we don't look at it and say, oh, such and such is fucked up. We say, oh, such and such energy, okay, is fucked up. So when you have a situation that energy changes, right, that energy changes, you know, it could be that they've been compromised. It could be that for all of this time, you know, you've seen them, but once you got to know their energy and their spirit, you had second thoughts. You know, you see them some type of way. These energies that attach themselves to people, they are damn good. Some of them, they know your level of good, right? They know your level of good. And so some of these energies, they know how to play their role, and they'll sit dormant, you know, for years. A little toxicity here, a little toxicity there. Fledge when they feel like they got you. Like, got you, bitch. You know what I'm saying? And you'd be like, wait. You ain't got me. You know, and you know that it's not the person, but it's the energy attached to them. This spiritual warfare is not something to be taken lightly, because we're not just going through a spiritual warfare for the melanated to reclaim what's rightfully theirs, but we're going through a spiritual warfare when it comes to the people that we love and our closest people. And it's no hard feelings at all on this show. It's no hard feelings to my life partner. It's no hard feelings to any of that. But peace can overpower love, and when that happens, and there's no way to regain consciousness of peace, you got to let it go. I say. Got to let it go.
Well, that was deep. You know what I'm saying? That was deep. Like you said, you was transparent. You had to get something off your chest, and, you know, I believe you did. So, you know, it seems like if you took a year to analyze this and weigh the pros and cons, you know, I'm sure that, you know, whatever decision you make is going to be the right one, because you thought it out, and, you know, it seems like you know, this is in your spirit. So, you know,
Poly life forever.
I know that's just Steve's zone. You know what I'm saying? Look, and I'm you know, I can see how that works. You know what I'm saying? I can really see how poly lifestyle can work, because, you know, if you do find somebody that's on your level, and, you know, and they understand you or whatever in your situation, and then you find somebody else who's on your level and they understand you in your situation, and then you might find somebody else, you know what I'm saying? So,
You know what? I've never been able to manage more than two, Mo.
Okay.
I've never been able to go past two. But it happens so easily when you just say you want it, right? It happens so easily, and it's so, you know, when you're transparent, it just happens. But this is my bottom bitch, basically. Like this.
That's always cool. Yeah, no. So, I mean, to that philosophy, like, I mean, we're laughing, but that's a real position. That is a real position.
Right.
Somebody
my motherfucking bottom bitch.
So, look.
You done had to trade your bottom bitch. Like, my bottom bitch, bro. Like, this is
mud.
This is real. This shit is deep.
They see the mud with you, man. They get
it's deeper. It's deeper than they say. My bottom bitch, my ace, my rider.
Yeah,
we done not grown each other. We done not grown each other, man. I probably wouldn't have never been able to envision us outgrowing each other. I always felt like, I know he wasn't at my part, but I always felt like he would keep up. I had that hope in him. I did. I always felt like he would keep up. My bottom bitch, the nigga that I would have gave the world to. Yeah. That ain't an easy position to be. Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm saying? I think that's a good mic drop right there. You know what I'm saying? So, that was Black's topic for the night. You know, very interesting, very transparent from Black's perspective, very personal for Black. You know what I'm saying? Can love, you know, Can love, what was it? Can love overcome, well, can love overpower peace? That's what it was. So once again, can love overpower peace? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, in closing, I'm just going to repeat what I said. Yes, but sometimes, yes, sometimes love can overpower peace. But remember, like I said, there's a thin line between love and hate. And at the end of the day, love is peace. You know what I'm saying? So just remember that. So without further ado, you know what I'm saying, let's get into my favorite part of the show. You know, this is the world famous Chop Up. And if you're new to the show, you know, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit, speak on different issues that I thought was interesting throughout the week. So, you know, as I always like to do, you know what I'm saying, before, you know, because we got about a half an hour left in the show, so I'm going to see what I can chop it up about, you know what I'm saying? But before I get into the few topics that I have, you know, on deck to discuss, Black, was there anything this past week that you was tripping on that you was like, you know what, I'm going to bring that to the world-famous Chop Up, and we're going to talk about it.
Man, I done lost my bottom, bitch. I wasn't even in the news.
Oh, you just said you done lost your bottom. Oh, wow. Okay. So, wow. So, it's not even a position no more. Okay. All right.
I had to do what I had to do. That was heavy over hard. So, I don't know what happened.
So, you're going to replace it. So, you're looking for a replacement then? Because that's a powerful.
No, you're not looking. Because that's some hard shoes to fill. They got to just come in and fill them motherfuckers. And it's not going to be an overnight thing. It's going to take a long time to do that.
And you got to groom somebody for that position. That's just, you can't just come in all
that. They got to groom themselves. Like, I didn't have to groom him. He just played his position the way he knew how to play his position. He came ready-made. You know what I'm saying? This is a past-life partner. Hey, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, okay. All right, well, look, let me get into it. So, all right, so let's see. First topics, you know what I'm saying? I jotted down a few things that I thought was interesting throughout the week. All right, so first up, let me get into a quick music review. So once again, you know, I always like to keep everything fresh, you know, for what I bring to Real Adult Talk, you know what I'm saying, with SGMO Bend, you know. And this is, like I said, me and Black's therapy session. And this is where you always going to get the raw and uncut Mo Bigs. You know what I'm saying? You get the truest essence of me on this show. So, you know what I'm saying? I give it to you straight, no chaser on this show. You know what I'm saying? No commercialized. Everything is raw. You know what I'm saying? But it's truthful. So, you know, with that being said, you know, the topics that I have for Reasonable Doubt, and once again, big shout-out to Reasonable Doubt, you know, for anybody that's listening, you know what I'm saying? That's another, like, half-an-hour show that I do every Tuesday. I call it Twitter Tuesdays with my co-host Kev Herc, you know what I'm saying? And we just, you know, run down three topics, and it's 7. Why I keep saying 7? I don't know why I keep saying that. 8 p.m. 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So once again, 8 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And, you know, it's exclusively on Twitter. And you can always check it from my Mo Bins Twitter account. So that's MOBINNS. That's the Twitter handle, Mo Bins, of course, so on Twitter. So, yeah. So, anyway, so I always like to keep it, you know, I don't even know what the three topics is going to be for that particular show this week. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things going on. You know, we always do, like, a nice sports report. You know, so a lot of things are shaping up with the playoffs this week. You know what I'm saying? Right now, as this show is speaking, we got the Baltimore Ravens at Cincinnati, you know what I'm saying, in a playoff match. So I just want to see how these games shape up, and I'm going to see what I'm going to come with in a sports topic for Reasonable Doubt. But with that being said, you know, it's a couple of topics that if I talk about it here, I'm not going to talk about it there. So you're going to get the exclusives here. So this album review, I was thinking about doing this on Reasonable Doubt, but something, I don't know. I don't think it's an album review for Reasonable Doubt. So I think I'm going to do it here because it's just real. Anyway, let me just get right into it. So big shout out to Earl, O'Shea, Halvin, and Todd, aka Mount Rushmore. You know, so that's E-40, Ice Cube,
Snoop and Too Short, you know what I'm saying? They came together and made an album. It's called Mount Westmore. Been bumping, you know, I've been playing it the last, like, you know, week or two or whatever. Very mannish, you know what I'm saying? I think I tweeted that out on the Real Adult Twitter page. So, you know, I'm going to give it a thumbs up. Now, you know, I'm on that Source way of rating the albums. So I'm gonna give it a 3.5 mics. You know what I'm saying? It's a solid 3.5 mics. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say it's an instant classic, but it is a good listen. You know what I'm saying? It's good to see four legends of the game come together and just still do what they do. It's definitely some game. You know what I'm saying? So anybody, you know, because a lot of the music out right now, I love it. You know what I'm saying? I love all rap music for the most part. You know what I'm saying? You really got to be doing some just bullshit for me to not really rock with your stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I get to the, you know what I'm saying? I like to analyze and really get to quality music. So with that being said, you know, if you really want to just, you know, especially if you're a younger person and you really want to just get some game, definitely just a dope album. And everybody, just to break it down, so what Ice Cube brings to the table, so many of our listeners might just know Ice Cube as an actor, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case may be. But, you know, Ice Cube back in the day was raw with it, you know what I'm saying, one of the best to ever do it, you know what I'm saying. So don't get it twisted, especially in his N.W.A. days. You know, he was only really on, you know, two N.W.A. albums. One was real old school, and then the one Straight Outta Compton. Yeah, that was the very one that launched N.W.A., you know what I'm saying? And so he's used to performing with other rappers, you know what I'm saying? Of course, that N.W.A. back in the day, that consisted of Ice Cube, Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, MC Ren, and, you know, DJ Yella, but he was more like just a DJ. So he brings that to the table. And, of course, you know, Shit the Fan, and you know what I'm saying, and you know, he left the group, and N.W.A. went on to put out an EP, and then they did probably my favorite N.W.A. album, which was Niggas for Life, you know what I'm saying, but that was without Ice Cube, but they didn't miss a beat. But then Ice Cube started his solo career, you know, America's Most Wanted, and you know, so on and so forth. America's Most Wanted had, you know, Public Enemy. I'm going real old school. Public Enemy's producers, you know what I'm saying? It didn't have the Dr. Dre production, but he still did his thing. And then, of course, started acting, Boys in the Hood and whatnot. And then he did come back and, you know, did another group. Yeah, West Side Connection. I wasn't the biggest fan of that particular group, you know what I'm saying? Still West Coast, you know what I'm saying? So I still, you know, rocked with it, but it wasn't the essence of N.W.A. at all. You know what I'm saying? That's what he had with Mac 10 and Dub C. So I guess, you know, long story short, he's used to he can do music with a group. You know what I'm saying? He can just come in and do his thing. And Ice Cube, you know, on this, he steps the game up, man. He brings it. So that's Ice Cube's, you know, what he brings to the table to this particular project. Snoop is Snoop. You know what I'm saying? Snoop is the most legendary West Coast artist ever. You know what I'm saying? As far as my top five rappers of all time, I have Snoop rated as number 3. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put this out there real quick. So my top five. It's my top five rappers of all time, right? I'm just going to break it down so you know where I'm coming from. So at number 5, I have Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z, of course, goes without saying. Number 4, slightly ahead of Jay-Z, I have Biggie Smalls. You know what I'm saying? I think if it wasn't for Biggie, there would be no Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? I think Jay-Z just took the baton and what Biggie had started and just took it to another level. So that's why I had Biggie at number 4. Number 3, like I just said, I got Big Snoop. You know what I'm saying? Snoop Dogg, number 3. Number 2, I have Drake. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Drake is Drake. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you gotta give him his respect due, man. He's been doing it for a while now, and he's been doing it at a high level for a long time. And, yeah, that's Drake. And then number 1, I have Nas, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to Nas. Know what he's been doing with this whole King's Disease trilogy, how he's reinventing himself. later in his career and is just as sharp as he was at the beginning of his career with Hit Boy. So anyway, so long story short, I just wanted to set that up to let you know why Snoop is Snoop, you know what I'm saying? So Snoop just brings that same West Coast, you know what I'm saying, Snoop, you know what I'm saying, vision to this project. So Snoop does his thing. Too Short. So Too Short is Too Short's been just consistently Too Short from the first album to the last, to his last albums. And he's never switched his style up, always kept it G, always kept it pimping, you know what I'm saying? And you know, and it works, you know what I'm saying? Like Too Short is kinda like a like Sade. You know what I'm saying? Like Sade is you know, whatever project you want to listen to from Sade is always going to be Sade. It's never going to try to come out and sound like Beyonce or this or that. And the same thing with Too Short. Too Short is that same type of version. You go, you know what you get with Too Short from. If you bought one of his tapes in 88, if you bought a CD in the 90s, or if you're streaming something right now, you know what I'm saying, it's always going to be Too Short. So he brings that to the game. And just a lot of game, you know what I'm saying, especially if you don't know how to deal with women. Too Short, listen to some Too Short, you know what I'm saying, you'll know how to, you know, how to put different women in different categories and adjust your game accordingly. So that's what Too Short brings to the game. And then lastly, yeah, E-40. So big shout out to E-40. 40 is one of those guys that's gotten better, you know, over the years. Like most rappers, they you know, they start out hot and then they just lose steam. E-40, it just got better and better. Like, it's like he raps in cursive. So he just brings, you know, that E-40 Bay Area swag to the project. So it's a nice mixture of everything. So, you know, like I said, 3.5 mics. Like I said, it's not an instant classic in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, they got individual works that they've done that's better, let's just be honest. But that's when they were, like, really in their primes. But for them to still come together and put out a quality project, you know, I got to – tip my hat off. So, you know, big shout out to Mount Westmore. So, you know, that's the album review that I'm serving up for the people on this, you know what I'm saying? So that's that. And let me see here, what else? So another thing is big shout out to Abbott Elementary. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Abbott Elementary. You know what I'm saying? We had the Golden Globes, you know, ceremony a few days ago. So yeah, we had the Golden Globes and Abbott Elementary, and big shout out to my wife, man. My wife put me on to it. You know, it's a nice show, half an hour show. It's on network television. I forget what network is on, but I always catch it on Hulu. But it's a show starring her name is Quinta Brunson. And I just dig it, man. Like, you know, in this era right now that we have where so many drama shows and stuff like that, it's good just to have a nice wholesome comedy, kind of in that Cosby Show vein. You know what I'm saying? So the reason, you know, just feel good, you know, black stories, you know what I'm saying? But Cosby was more family-oriented. This Abbott Elementary is more, she's a teacher, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a good show, you know, as you see just young minds getting developed and you just see the you know, what goes on as teachers or whatever, man. I just always have tremendous respect for teachers, you know what I'm saying? I have the utmost respect for teachers. Like, I couldn't be a teacher myself as far, well, I am a teacher to a certain extent, you know what I'm saying? So if you listen to me, I mean, youthful, you know what I'm saying? If I got some game, I'm going to definitely serve it up to you if I can, if I can teach you anything that I know, you know what I'm saying? I do that. I just give up the game, you know what I'm saying? If I can, you know, if I feel you're worthy of it. So I guess I am a teacher in that point of view, but, you know, for, you know, the teachers out here that's teaching elementary school and middle school and high school, you know, shaping these young minds, I give you the utmost respect. And, you know what I'm saying? And we got to really take care of our teachers. So that's what that showcases. Now, I would love to teach like on a college level, you know what I'm saying, on something I'm just really passionate about. I would love just to teach like a master's course in something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I got to know it
to really teach it, maybe podcasting or something like that, because that's one of my passions now. But anyway, getting back to the show, so Quinta Brunson, she won. So the show Abbott Elementary won Best Comedy. Quinta Brunson, which is her show. She's the star, and she is the it's her show. She came up with the whole concept or whatever, and she won Best Actress. And then big shout out to Everybody Hates Chris. I believe his name is, damn, I didn't even write his name down. But the guy from Everybody Hates Chris, man, like the main character in Everybody Hates Chris, he actually won Best Supporting Actor. So it was just dope, man. So, you know, just to see a black show, you know what I'm saying, win, it's dope. But it doesn't just have all, you know, it's a couple of white teachers that's on the show or whatever. So it makes it just, you know, it gives that crossover appeal because everybody can relate to, like, a character or one of the teachers that's on the show. So I just think it's just good TV watching, you know what I'm saying? It's a nice family show. You can watch with your kids or you can watch it by yourself. Me and my wife enjoy it. So big shout-out to Abbott Elementary, man. So, yeah, man, big things popping with them. So, and they just got renewed for another season. So, you know, hats off. So that's that. So now, you know, I'm going to get into the sports report real quick. So, of course, we have the NFL playoffs. So I'm about to actually, you know, head off to a little lounge networking event. I guess I'll catch, like, the last few minutes of the game when I get there or whatever. But, right, like I said, right now we got Baltimore-Cincinnati playing because we're live on Sunday nights, you know, each and every Sunday, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. But the games yesterday, man, on Saturday, yeah, man, we had some good games. So let me see what we have, just running it down for the people. I don't want to miss none. But let me just get into the highlights of the stuff that just stuck out to me. So one is last night, Saturday night, we had Justin Herbert versus Trevor Lawrence. So, you know, those are two up-and-coming next-gen type of quarterbacks. So you got, you know, Justin Herbert for the Los Angeles Chargers. You have Trevor Lawrence for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So to me, this reminded me of, you know, I'm a sports guy, so this reminded me of back in the day when we had Allen Iverson versus Vince Carter. That had to be like 2001 playoffs, you know what I'm saying? I believe that's the year, if I'm not mistaken, when the 76ers went all the way to the championship. AI won the MVP. And the 76ers lost to the Lakers. You know, that was Kobe and Shaq Lakers with Phil Jackson being the coach. Rick Fox was on that team. That's the series where, you know, Philly won the first game. You know, that game was people remember the Tyronn Lue game. Tyronn Lue's like the coach of the Los Angeles Clippers now. But at one time he was a guard. A backup point guard for the he was backing up Derek Fisher back on the Lakers. So before he was coaching, and you know, when AI was AI, and you know, AI, you know, hit, you know, did a shot or something like that, you know what I'm saying, and he stepped over Tyronn Lue. You know, people remember that because it was like an iconic, like, moment or whatever. But anyway, you know, the Lakers came back and won that series. But what's interesting about that is you see that was the year that, you know, it was like, all right, who's about to be these next level players? You know what I'm saying? It turned out to be AI, you know, but Vince Carter did his thing too. But I remember that when, you know, Vince Carter was the Toronto Raptors and AI was with the Sixers. And this was, you know, I forgot what round of the playoffs, probably like second round of the playoffs. And it was like kind of who wanted it more. I think Vince Carter left to graduate from like college, North Carolina or whatever, but they was like, yo, you don't really have to be there. Of course, they're going to give you a diploma, but he actually wanted to be there for the ceremony. And, you know, I think he wasn't there for a couple of practices. And, you know, AI and the Sixers took total advantage of that and, you know, won the series. And Vince Carter had a great career, had a long career, but he never kind of got past that point. You know what I'm saying? He kind of peaked. You know, that was probably him at his prime, whereas AI, even though AI peaked and then kind of fell off as well, but AI, you know, that was just a tremendous season everybody will remember. I say all that to say this, bringing it back full circle. Justin Herbert and Trevor Lawrence is very similar
and two young quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying, who's going to be the next level. Justin Herbert's got a lot of hype, and a lot of people was picking Justin Herbert, you know what I'm saying, but, you know, because Jacksonville won that division, the game was in Jacksonville and not in L.A. And Trevor Lawrence, he started off very shaky, man. He had four interceptions in the first half. You thought it was going to be like a beatdown. I think they was up 27-0. And then, yeah, so Justin Herbert was killing it. You know, they was up 27-0. Trevor Lawrence was having a horrible game, four interceptions. But shout out to his coach. I didn't even jot down his name, man. But the coach, he was the Philadelphia head coach that won the Super Bowl, that beat Tom Brady, you know, a few years back or whatever. Anyway, great coach, man. He just did some great coaching and got his team all the way back, stayed with Trevor Lawrence, you know, didn't panic, and they were able to come back and win that game, man. So big shout out to Jacksonville, man. That was a great win. I think they got to play Kansas City next, so we'll see how that goes. You know what I'm saying? Kansas City probably going to mop them. But they're definitely on the rise, man. So it's going to be interesting to see how Justin Herbert and the L.A. Chargers rebound from this, because that was a heartbreaking loss, man. I think probably tomorrow the coach of the Chargers will probably be let go. I will be surprised if he keeps his job, because they kind of just fell apart. And it's the playoffs, man. So, you know, playoffs, this is, you know, all the chips is on the table. So that's what happened with that. So that's, you know, that was good. And then today's game, big shout out to I didn't even watch the Buffalo Bills Miami game, but it looked like Buffalo started off smacking up Miami, and Miami didn't have Tua because Tua was under concussion protocol, so he didn't play. So I thought that was just going to be a beatdown. But then, you know, come to find out, I go and I check the score, and that was like 34-31. So Miami came all the way back and made it kind of interesting. So. But Buffalo did still prevail. You know, I thought Buffalo would win that game handily. But they, you know, they still won, but they only won by 3 points. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see their next round and how they do. But big shout out to the Giants, man. So, you know, the bar I'm about to head out to. You know, I know it's going to be a lot of people, just Giants fans up in there having a good time, because the Giants won, man. So New York, man, big shout out to the New York Giants, man. And big shout out to Vanilla Vic, a.k.a. Daniel Jones. Hey, man, they call him Vanilla Vic for a reason. You know what I'm saying? He rushed for 700 yards, man, this year, man. White dude, too, man. He got some wheels on him. And, you know, and I'm glad he's finally coming into his own. I just talked about two of the younger quarterbacks, Justin Herbert and Trevor Lawrence. Daniel Jones probably like a year or two older than them guys. But I'm glad the Giants stuck with this kid, man. They finally got a coach that believes in him. Brian Daboll, I believe is his name. And big shout out to Saquon Barkley. You know, Saquon, a.k.a. only built for Cuban links. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Saquon. But, yeah, the New York Football Giants, man, they got a big win on over Minnesota, man. So, you know, Minnesota had a really pretty good season this year. Justin Jefferson is a baller, probably the number one rated receiver in the league this year. You know what I'm saying? Straight out of LSU. But Kirk Cousins, man, you know, another big-time prime time game that he did not win again. So, you know, that's going to be a situation that's going to be talked about. So, and this I may end up, you know, talking about on Reasonable Doubt, you know what I'm saying, because it just came to me. But I think Zach Wilson, you know, speaking of New York, so Zach Wilson is the young QB for the other New York football team, which is the New York Jets. He got benched, so he had like a, you know, rocky year this year. He's got some potential. He got some time. He's a bit of a gunslinger, but he's young. So, you know, you can't really be gunslinging like that when you're young. You got to prove yourself first. You got to win first before you can get your Brett Favre on. He wants to be Brett Favre already. He's, you know, he hasn't done enough in the league to warrant that. So, but Kirk Cousins, right? This guy, you know, he's Kirk Cousins is basically, you know, I don't know, he might have maxed out. So in Minnesota, you know what I'm saying? I called him the accountant because Kirk Cousins was like the first one to kind of bet on himself and get one of those big contracts. He basically took RG3's job in D.C. and then, you know, went to Minnesota. And he's had a decent kind of career there, but they still haven't won in the playoffs. And with them flaming out to the Giants this year, they're going to be looking to make some changes. So I'm proposing Zach Wilson straight up for Kirk Cousins. I think that would be just an even. I think Kirk Cousins is what the Jets need, and I think Zach Wilson could be what the Minnesota Vikings need. So remember what you heard it first. I'm saying, you know, getting on my sports shit, my sports analyst type shit, and seeing who feels me on that. So, you know, yeah, man. So that's pretty much everything. So once again, this has been the world famous chop up. You know, I'm gonna keep it short and sweet because I gotta get ready to get up out of here, man. See what's popping, man, at this networking event. But yeah, man. So this has
you
been,
trying to save all the good stuff for the last one.
No, you know what I'm saying? No, none of that. But you know what I'm saying? I gotta, you know, those are the topics that just came to mind right now because it's a slow week. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I'm gonna give the juicy topics on both shows. But you know, I just wanna, you know, real quick, just do some quick, you know, house cleaning. So once again, tell a friend to tell a friend, log on to listen, you know what I'm saying? Me and Black serving up for the people each and every Sunday night, you know what I'm saying? So a big shout out to Black, you know, with this topic, you know what I'm saying? Very transparent, you know what I'm saying? Black was sitting on the couch, you know what I'm saying? Really just, you know, getting into her thoughts and making sure she's making the right moves in 2023 on a personal level, and I truly respect that. And as always,
it hurts, but you know, we got to do what we got to do.
Oh, but no, of course. You know what I'm saying? You got to analyze, and you know what I'm saying? And you got to elevate to dominate. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Coach Crum.
Got to elevate. That's the real shit. Say it one more time. Okay.
Elevate to dominate. Got that from Deion Sanders. That's some game that he Deion. Big shout out to Coach Prime, man. You know, probably talk about him a little bit more next week too, man. I like what he's doing, coaching the youth in this football, you know, college or whatever. But anyway, so yeah. But follow the Real Adult Talk Twitter page, and of course we spell it TAWK. We put that country twang on it. I'm always gonna keep a crunk on there. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, follow the Mo Benz Twitter page, MOBINNS, especially if you want to check out the Reasonable Doubt Show on Tuesdays. If you want to put a face with the voice, definitely check me out on IG. You know, Mo Benz, MOBINNS. As always, keep it respectful. And yeah, man. So once again, another awesome show. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to me for the world famous chop up. And yeah, man. So once again, I want to say peace and shout out to all five countries that tapped in, but definitely much respect to not to play favorites, man. But you know, I gotta show love to Africa, man. So big shout out to Nigeria and South Africa, man. Keep checking in. Tell the other countries to check in with us too, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to have one day. You know, the United States is probably always going to be in the top five because it's the United States. But I would love to just have 2, 3, 4, and 5 to be all African countries, man, just for one week at least, man. That would be dope. So without further ado, you know what I'm saying, till next time, next week, you know what I'm saying, everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace. Signing off.
I say peace.